So we got an email from a mom, and it's all about the whole deal on Thanksgiving. And she says, I heard your jerker justified from the other day about Sandy not ever wanting her daughter's boyfriend to actually come for Thanksgiving. Well, I don't mind that. She says, here's what I do mind. My son and his girlfriend are coming in from college, and they want to sleep in the same room. I put my foot down, but both my son and my husband say I'm being a jerk. Is she jerk or justified for not letting the girlfriend stay?
Is this really a debate?
In the son's room.
Of course not. She's not being a jerk at all. She's justified.
No, she's a jerk.
Are you for real? Come on.
You
all of a sudden, in your eyes, you date somebody in the family and that's it. You are just part of the family. You get to run the household.
What?
That's pretty much what you're saying. Because she's the girlfriend now, she's automatically invited to Thanksgiving dinner, and she's automatically invited to stay at the house, and she's automatically invited in the son's bedroom. No, that's not how we roll
well,
here.
Well, they're giving her two out of the three. You may as well do all three of them. What kind of mindset do you live in? What leave it to Beaver?
Yeah, I like to stay here.
Separate beds for the mom and the dad, too, while we're at it? I don't think so. I think she's a jerk. 222 Buzz. Is mom jerk justified for saying, yeah, girlfriend can come from college, but you can't stay in your room?
It's her house. If she doesn't feel right, I don't want any of that business going on in the bedroom next to me.
You automatically assume there's going to be business?
Yes. Actually, yes.
I would
because
be like,
we were all college-age kids, and yes.
Hi, the Buzz. Is it jerk or justified for her to say, you can't sleep in my son's room for Thanksgiving?
She's a jerk.
Wait, it's her house. Why is she a jerk? Because it makes her feel uncomfortable.
Hi, the Buzz. You there?
Hi.
Hi. Is she jerk or justified for putting a kibosh on the girlfriend sleeping in the son's room?
As much as I want to respect, you know, parents' roof, their rules, I got to say a jerk here. I had to lay it out for my mom when I came home from college. I said, listen, when you're not around, where do you think we're sleeping in the dorms? You know, we're not, you know what I mean? We're doing whatever we want. So you got to kind of face that.
It's not like they're 12.
You had listen to the way you even said it. You little spoiled brat. I had to lay it out to my mother.
Yeah.
Listen, we're going to come stay at your house. We're going to use all your stuff and we're going to sleep where we want to.
Yeah.
Well, my mom asked and she said, well, where is she going to sleep? I go, in my room. Because, I mean, they got to realize what's going on at college. I mean, you know, they can't be naive.
Yeah, I mean, and your boyfriend and girlfriend. It's not like you just met. It's like you picked up some hooker or something.
It's not a Tinder hookup.
It's more of a respect thing.
2222899.
Justifying.
And it's because why? Because they're now in college?
Well, I'm sure there's other people in the house, right?
Yeah.
Just a thing of respect, isn't it?
Ida Buzz, is it jerk or justified?
Oh, she's definitely jerk.
Oh, yeah, she is.
Like, she can't stop her son from growing up. I mean, what are they going to do if they got married? Stop on their wedding night?
Well, you know what? I agree with her that if you're not married, you just don't need to do that. I mean, where happened to respect, old school respect? That's what the problem is. You guys all complain about how kids are not respectful. Well, you're enabling them not to have respect.
But they're grown up.
They're still your kids.
They're old enough to drink.
They're younger than you.
All right. Thank you. Oh. Hi, DeBuzz. Good morning. Is it jerk or justified?
Absolutely justified.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
It's 2019.
What? You going to raise your kids to be loosey-goosey?
It's his girlfriend.
I grew up with... If you were engaged, and even that drove my mother crazy when I brought home my fiancé to stay in the same bedroom. Otherwise, absolutely not.
Yeah, thank
we
you.
We had to raise your kids at 15 and 16. Oh, your girlfriend will just go over to that room over there, have fun?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. If we want morals and values back, oh, my Lord, it just is just disgusting to me.
You sound a little triggered this morning. That's awesome. Thank you.
Okay, very valid points, and I appreciate you.
Hello, the Buzz. Jerk or justified?
A jerk. It's the kid's house, too, even though he doesn't live there anymore. You always think of your childhood home as your house, and it's not like they're going to have, you know, sex while they're in the house.
Couple things. It's not his house, too, because he doesn't pay the mortgage or any of the bills. And two, yes, that was a thing that, ooh, how sneaky we are when your parents are in the other room. We were all college kids. So that's not even it. I say it's more of what the message, what it's demonstrating, like lack of respect.
They can still respect by not having sex in the house. I mean, come on. Yeah. They're an adult. That's my opinion.
Very good. Thank you. What do you think?
I'm going to say justified.
Really?
Yes. I'm 37, mm-hmm. but even when I was in college, it's a respect thing. I wouldn't even ask. I wouldn't even assume. It would never be a question. And I had a lot of freedom as a kid. Like, my parents were not,
like mine.
That prude?
Right.
Right.
They really weren't. Like, when I started dating my husband, I was 14, he was 18, and we were high school sweethearts. Oh. And they let me date him. I was 14, he was 18. I was a freshman, he was a senior.
Holy.
And so I kind of had a lot of independence, but it's a respect thing. I wouldn't have even asked.
Very good. Thank you.
I wouldn't even assume.
Thanks.
Thank you.
All right.
Have a good day.
You too. Hi, The Buzz. She can't sleep in the same room. Is that jerk or justified?
It is justified.
Really?
Not married yet.
A lot of traditionalists out there today.
Yeah, I think there are more of us, too. I don't know where you guys are. Yeah. I don't know why you're not showing up to court, but it really is the way it should be.
Thank you.
I'm a little old-fashioned.
You Italian?
No. Oh. I'm Canadian.
Oh, Canadian.
It's not just an Italian thing.
Yeah, it is.
No, the white carpets are an Italian thing.
The white carpets, right, Sandy? Oh, thanks, man. All right, hi to Buzz. Good morning. This is Jerk and Justified.
Hi, I think it's a jerk.
Yeah.
I mean, my parents didn't let me and we didn't do anything, but I would just sneak them in when they went to bed and sneak them out before they woke up.
Oh, my God.
See, they're going to do it anyways. You may as well
listen,
give it to them.
I just need to go to bed knowing they're in separate rooms. If you do something in the middle of the night, I don't want to know about it. I just don't want to know about it.
Fair enough.
Thank you. And hi, The Buzz. Jerk or justified?
He's a jerk.
Uh-huh.
Honestly, see, they're over 18. They're considered adults and they can make decisions on their own.
Yeah, they're in college.
Make decisions on your own when you're on your own turf. You're on my turf in my house.
Well, it also is your son's house or your daughter's house that they live there too.
I agree.
They don't pay the mortgage.
That doesn't matter if they pay the mortgage or not.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does.
I've been there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So therefore, you say...
I say she's a jerk.
And that puts it over. That is the verdict today. It is jerk. Yay!
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.